The Gemara continues of Tzari Dalad Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom. Be'eser kula alma loy pligi. Ki pligi be'yeser me'eser. This is going back on the machloikas we just had between Rav and Shmuel. If you have an achsadra be'biko, if you have a achsadra, you have four poles, a biko, karmelis all around it. There's no mechitzas, not one of the walls. So Rav says, he say pitik yod v'soysim four times, all directions, it's closed off, you're allowed to carry in it. And Shmuel says, you can only carry four amas in here. Why? You don't say pitikra four times. I agree to pitikra, but not pitikra when it's four times. Sorry. When you have one solid mechitza against the home, the other walls you say pitikra. But if you have all four walls exposed and breached, you don't say pitikra four times. That's Shmuel Shita. So now the Gemara says, be'eser kulam lo pligi, if the opening, this breach, even if it's four times, is 10 or less, so then we say pitikra according to everyone. So Gemara be'eser kulam lo pligi. There's no machlekes. Ki pligi be'eser me'eser. This whole machlekes, Rav and Shmuel, is when it's more than 10 amos. More than 10 amos. So then Shmuel says you don't say pitikra four times. The ikad ami, the other pshat says no. The other listener holds be'eser kulam lo pligi. If it's more than 10, even Rav agrees you don't say pitikra. Ki pligi the machlekes goof is be'eser by 10 or less. So there's two lishnas. The machloikas Rav and Shmuel, is it by yeser me'eser, but by eser even Shmuel agrees, or is the machloikas by eser and less, and by even by yeser me'eser, even Rav agrees that you don't say pitigra. And the reason is because yeser me'eser is a pirtza. Zog de Gemara, v'ho de omar Rav Yehuda, daf tzari heo med aleph, koira dalad, matir b'churva. If you have a koira, a beam, that's four tfachim, so it's matir to carry in a churva. That means, even though a churva is poritz l'shus rabim, and l'choritz also to carry in a churva, all four sides of the churva are open to l'shus rabim. But if you have inside a beam that's four tvachim wide, it's standing on top of poles, so under that koira, you're allowed to carry. Why? Because we look at the beam, here, this is like a beam. We look at it, pitikra, once. Pitikra twice, pitikra three times, four times. We look at it, pitikra under this beam. It's like as if it's muka mechitzas from all four sides. And the koira, that's four tvachim. So in Mela, we look at it like pitikra from all sides. Now, not just you're allowed to carry in the churva, it's mati b'churva, but Rav Nachman Amar baravua, koira dalad mati b'mayim. It's even in the mayim it's mati. If let's say you have a bar between two chatzeres. And part of the bar is in one rishus, and part of the bar is in the other rishus. And they weren't ma'arif together. So they're asin ze'al ze, they can't draw the water. So, but if you have a koira that's on top of it, so the roich of dalat tvachim of the koira, the width of four, you'll be able to say, pitikra yod v'soysim. You can say pitikra from all four sides of this beam, this koira, and you'll have to carry and draw the water from below it. You're allowed to be under it. Now, this the fact that we're saying that you have mechitzas because of pitikra from all four sides. So, who is this like? Shmuel, we said, you don't say pitikra four times. So, mani. So, is it like Rav Shmuel? So, it depends on the two listeners. Lahach lishne da amrit be'eser loy pligi. According to the first listener that we said, that the machloikas is only by yoyseh me'eser. By Esser, even Shmuel agrees to say Pitikra four times. So over here you can say that we're talking about Be'eser v'divya ha'koil. We can talk about that this koira in the churva, or this koira over the mayim, is talking about less than Esser, and by less than Esser, even Shmuel agrees to say Pitikra, yoyed v'soysim four times. Masha'en kein. However, as Gemara says, lahach lishta da amrit, that Be'eser pligi, that the machlekes gufa is by Esser, and by Yosem Esser, even Rav agrees you don't say. And by Esser Gufa, is the Machlokes and Shmuel does not say Pitikra, and Rav does say. So merely you have to say that the sugi over here of Dalad Mati B'churva and Dalad Mati B'mayim is Lachlis Damad Besser Pligi is Kirav. So you have to say it's according to Rav and not like Shmuel, because Shmuel does not say Pitikra even by Pachas Mi Esser. Zok de Gemara. Lema Abaye v'Rove beplukte de Rav Shmuel komiflugi. There's a machlokes Abaye and Rove Dear Machloikas is the same Machloikas from Rav and Shmuel, where we find such a Machloikas, the Itmar. The following Machloikas. Sichech al gabi achsadra sheyesh lo ptzimin. If someone takes rach and he puts it over an achsadra, we said we have no walls whatsoever. Sheyesh lo ptzimin. Ptzimin are poles. Amudim kvuyim zog drashi bimchitz oseo pochus migimel. There's amudim pochus migimel. So amudim pochus migimel is considered lovut. Pachas Megimel is considered closed up. So if you have Omud, and you put this is the walls of Achsadra, and you put the Srach on top of it, so Ksheira, it's kosher, because there's no Avir of Shloisha Tvachim between every Omud, it's Pachas Megimel, so Mele it's considered Lovud, and you have regular Mechitzas. You know that a Sukkah needs Shtayim, Kilchos, Vashlish, Safilu Tefach, the minimal, well, you have walls because of Lovud. However, Ein Lo Ptzimin, if it doesn't have these Ptzimin, that you can consider lovud, and now it's considered a wall, but rather you place it on four poles which are totally exposed. So there's a machlekes abay and rova. Abay or maksheira, we still say it's kosher because we say pitik liyod v'soysim. It goes down all four times. The rova or mapsula. Abay or maksheira, why? Because we say amrinon pitik liyod v'soysim. Abay says it's kosher. Why? Because pitik liyod v'soysim. So if you say pitikri yod b'soysim, Abay omakshera omar, or amrinon, we say pitikri yod b'soysim. Rav omar psula lo omar pitikri yod b'soysim. You don't say pitikri yod b'soysim. So what's the machlokes? Lema Abaye k'rav. Abaye is going like Rav, they say pitikri yod four times, because achsadra we said is exposed in four times, four sides are open, and we don't have lovud, pitikri yod b'soysim even four times. That's like Rav. V'rova and Robert it says, k'shmul, that you don't say pitikri yod b'soysim four times. Now, you could be mechalik and differentiate between sukkah and Shabbos, because how many walls does a sukkah need? A sukkah doesn't need more than three walls. So where do you see over here that you say pitikah four times? Yes, we're talking about an achsada that's open. And see, what's the vart that you don't say it four times? Is the vart because you don't have any mechitzas, so mele you don't say pitikah? Or the vart is, no, you can't say it four times. Well, sukkah, you don't need to say it four times. Who says you have to say it four times? You don't have to say it three times maximal. But pshat is, but you have no walls, Lamaisa. So do you not say pitika when you have no walls whatsoever? Or the vart is, you don't say pitika four times. So pashas, the vart is, you don't say pitika four times. Well, sukkah, you don't have to say it four times. You don't have to say it three times. But the Gemara compares it, is the pshat is maybe that you don't say pitika unless if it's necessary for all the walls that are needed. So since over here, at the end of the day, it doesn't have any walls, so you don't say pitikra when you don't have an existing wall to start it off. When you say pitikra, kok dishmul, when you have one real mechitza, then the rest you can say pitikra. So over here, you don't have anything either. So mele, we see upon him that Abaye k'rav and Rav k'shmul. Meaning the vart is, you don't say pitikra yard besoysim according to Shmuel if you don't have an existing wall. So Einichanami Sukkah only needs three tfanois, but you don't have an existing wall. There's no walls over here, so Yitaka wouldn't say pitikra because you don't have an existing wall. And that's what Gemara is saying, Abaye k'rav and Rovik Shmuel. They don't say pitikra. Where? When you don't have an existing wall. The chisaron of arba, of four sides is the chisaron over here, but you don't have an existing wall by Sukkah also, that you don't say pitikra. There's no machlokes Abayim Rava. According to Shmuel, they both agree that Shmuel would not agree that pitikra would work because you don't say pitikra medalat stodim. Ki pligi the machlokes guf is alibi de Rav. Do you compare Rav's din that you say pitikra? Is that mitli tolin machlokes Abayim Rava? Zok Gemara says Abaya that holds k'rav. Abaye Taka says that you say sichuch by nachsadra works. He holds like Rav that you say pitikra yoid v'soysim, even by dalet stodim. However, v'rova, Rava can be mechalik. Even though by sukkah I don't say pitikra, doesn't mean I don't hold of Rav. Why? At kan lekom Rav hosom, when did Rav say that you say pitikra and you're allowed to be metalt in this achsadra? Elo dahani mechitzes lachsadra vida. That's when it comes to Shabbos. You want to be metaltel under this achsadra? The achsadra, at the end of the day, this koira, the beam on top of the achsadra, was meant letoicha. It was meant lemechitzes. Yes, there's no mechitzes, but it was meant for this achsadra. You built this koira for the achsadra. So it's letoicha avida. It's lachsadra avida. It was meant for the achsadra. So then you take a say pitikra. It's considered a mechitza.
Aval hocha mashenga by sukkah, the hani mechitzas lav la sukkah vida. No one's going to say these mechitzas were meant for the sukkah. This wasn't meant for the sukkah. There was no, when they built this achsadra, it wasn't meant, when they built achsadra, it was meant for whoever's going to be under here will have this achsadra on top of him. So maybe you can say pitikra to vitaltlon Shabbos. But the achsadra was never made, the mechitzas that you want to create was a pitikra. This achsadra was never made for tfanis for sukkah. So maybe over here, we're not going to say pitikra, yoyd besoysim. Over here, you're not going to say it by sukkah. Ein chanami. When does Rav say pitikra works? That's a gabi tiltlon Shabbos. But to extend it, even a gabi sukkah, that the mechitzas now are going to be a din of pitikra for sukkah. The achsadra was never meant. It was never avida for sukkah, for tfanis and sukkah. So Mela, you're not going to say pitikra. Now Rashi Bavon Zekasha, that afagav leboy mechitzah lishmon. But since when do we need lishmon by tfanis and sukkah? The schach has to be lishmon. The tfanis don't have to be lishmon. Who cares that it was meant for sukkah or not? Zogt Rashi, however, kulehai mieloy mekalinon. Rashi is saying a big aside. Ein chanami, you don't need tfanis to shem sukkah. But you do need, in order to say the din of pitikra, you need that it was meant for tfanis of sukkah. Bishlema by Shabbos, it was meant for latoicha, for achsadra. Here it wasn't meant for the tfanis of sukkah. So you don't say pitikra, you don't need lishma, but you need that it should be made latfanis, and if not, you don't say pitikra. Now, in the din of pitikra, yoyd v'soysim, that we said in the beginning of the sugya, that koira arba is matir, b'churva, and koira arba is matir, b'mayim, so we said it has to be four tvachim. So there's machlokes rishonim, machlokes rashi and tosfos and daf peivov. What's the vart in arba tvachim? That you're saying now pitikra from all four sides. So Rashi says the vart is because since it's roichav dalat tvachim, so in order to create a din of pitikra, you have to have a cholol of arba tvachim. Meaning a mechitza that's made for a cholol that's not arba tvachim is not a shem mechitza. So in order for it to say pitikra that you're shaffing a mechitza because of pitikra, there has to be a cholol of arba tvachim. So mele it has to be a kari reich of dalad. In order to say pitikra, you need not stam a mokum chashv of dalad. To create mechitza, it has to be over a cholol of dalad. So that's why the kari has to be dalad tvachim in width in order to say go pitikra all four sides down. Because if it's four wide, then you created a chol of arba tvachim, then it's a shei mechitza that you created because of pitikra. Less than that, you don't create a shei mechitza for a chol of less than dalad. Tosis over there argues, Tosis says that if the koira itself is less than dalad tvachim, we don't say pitikra yoyd besoysim, even if the chol be'etzim has a roichel of dalad. In the hechatimts of the chol being dalad, but if the koira is not roichel of dalad, you don't say pitikra unless the koira itself is roichel of dalad.
Zog the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi, Oimer, in Mutorin, if it's mutter for this Shabbos, it's mutter for next Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi argues in the Mishnah on the Avtzari Dalad that if you have a chotzer that's nifritz al shus rabim, if a chotzer or a bias that was nifritz al shus rabim, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's taka mutter hutra this Shabbos, and it's mutter next Shabbos, and next Shabbos it's taka osa. Meaning, this Shabbos is mutter because kevin shehutra hutra. Next Shabbos you have to correct it. Rabbi Yosi says no. If it's mutter this Shabbos, it's mutter next Shabbos. If it's also next Shabbos, which it is, so it's also this Shabbos. He don't say hutra hutra. Zok the Gemara, ibayelu Rabbi Yosi less or lahatis. Rabbi Yosi coming to say that just like it's mutter this Shabbos, it's mutter next Shabbos, or he's coming to say just like it's also next Shabbos, it's also this Shabbos. Zok the Gemara Om Rav Sheish is lesser, meaning just like it's also next Shabbos, it's also this Shabbos. V'chenem Rabbi Yochanan lesser. Tanya Nami Hochi Om Rabbi Yosi Kshem Shasurin Losid Lovoy Kach Asurin Loisa Shabbos. Clearly, you don't say Hutra Hutra. Just like it's also next week, so mel it's also this week also. So Rabbi Yosi is coming to be Machmi. You don't say Hutra.
Zok the Gemara Itre Abchir by Yosef Omar Halacha Rabbi Yosi. The Halacha is like Rabbi Yosi. And just like it's Osir next Shabbos, it's Osir this Shabbos too. And we don't say Hutra Hutra. Ushmuel Omar, no. Halachik Rabbi Yehuda. That for this Shabbos it's Taka Mutter, we say Kevin Shehutra Hutra. Zog the Gemara, Shmuel Taka holds this way. Does Shmuel Paskal like Rabbi Yehuda? Umiyom Shmuel Hochi, Votnan Om Rabbi Yehuda, Bamed Vorem Amurim Berube Tchumin. This halacha that we had, that if you're ma'ariv, if you make an error for a person without his knowledge, so it's zochin le'odam shalei b'fonov, and ein chovin le'odam b'fonov. If it's something that's going against what his wishes, then you can make an error on his behalf. So b'medvah, ma'bum, that it's a choiv, Rabbi Yudah says, be'eru b'etchumin. By Truman is a choy, maybe I want to go the other direction. You're telling me that I'm going 2,000 that direction? I want to go the other direction. So you can't do without my knowledge. When you make an Erev in Chotzer, I'm very happy you made an Erev. What's wrong? Ma'arvin, bein ledas, bein shaloi ledas. Levi shezochen l'odom, shaloi b'fonov. Bein choven loi, shaloi b'fonov. So Erubi Chatzeres, this is a schos, you can do without his knowledge. Erubi Truman, it's taka only b'idiyosai, because otherwise it's a choyv. V'omer Rav Yudo Mashmuel, and Rav Yudo Mashmuel said, on this side of ein choven loi b'fonov, by Erubi Truman, it doesn't work. Halachik Rav Yehuda. So we see Hashem Shmuel. Shmuel clearly says that you're allowed to make an Erev Chatzeres without a person's knowledge because that's a schus. And he passes like Rav Yehuda. V'om Rav Yehuda Meshmuel Aloch Rav Yehuda. V'loi oid. And it continues. Not just over here Aloch Rav Yehuda. Elo kol mokim sheshon Rav Yehuda be'erevin. Wherever Rav Yehuda is mentioned in Mesech De'erevin, Aloch Kamoisoi. So the Aloch is like him. Now, so that seems to say that Shmuel Taka holds like a Yehuda. But on that, the Gemara said, "Va'omale Rav Chana bagadete l'Rav Yehuda or Mashmuel." Rav Chana bagadete told Rav Yehuda or Mashmuel that wanted to say that the halacha is like Rav Yehuda. Or actually, the Gemara is saying, "Va'omale Rav Chana bagadete l'Rav Yehuda." Oh, Mashmuel, afilu b'mavui. Did Shmuel say this even by a Mavu? You're telling me Shmuel held. You're saying in the name of Shmuel. That looks like Rabbi Yehuda. You're saying even by Mavu, Shanita Koroisa Lechayov. Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that a Mavu, Shanita Koroisa Lechayov, that Yeladu be Mikari, even by Oysa Shabbos. You're telling me that the halacha is like a Yehuda, even by Mavu, Shanita Koroisa, you say Hutro, Hutro, and it's Mutter Oysa Shabbos, even though usually you need two Koris, but if one is removed, even though it should not be good. But since it's Hutta on the beginning of Shabbos, the onset, it remains Mutta, that the din of Hutta is even by the... There are three cases in the last Mishnah on Tzadi Dalet. There was Bayish and Nifrats, Chotzes and Nifrats, and Movish and Nitta Koroisov. Even over there, you say Hutra, Hutra. V'omale, and Rav Yehuda differentiated, and he said as follows. V'omale, Be'eruvin, Omayati l'cho, Ein chanami, Shmuel paskind like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Erevin, the loy be mechitzas. Well, not when it comes to mechitzas. A mavu shenita koroisoi, that's behilchas mechitzas. So we don't always paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. It's only by hilchas Erevin, meaning Erev Chatzeres, it's a schos, Erev Trumin is a choiv. But when it comes to hilchas mechitzas, not ganz besecht Erevin, hilchas mechitzas, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So we see clearly that Shmuel does not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So that's a steer to what we just said, that he said halacha like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Here we see clearly, you don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to mechitzas. Omer Rav Anan, lididi mefarshili, minei de Shmuel, it depends where it's nifratz to. Kan she nifratz ala karmetz, karmelis, kan she nifratz ala shus rabim. It depends. When did Shmuel say the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? That's when the pirtz is the chotzer is the pirtz. Our Mishnah is talking about to a karmelis. So by a karmelis, since the whole is only midrabbonon, in case you go further, it's an isra rabbonon. Over there we pass like a Yehuda kevet shu trutro. Mashenkim when it's nifrat zol shus rabim. Over here Shmuel with taka hold that it's usher. Be even loitz shabbos. You don't say hutro hutro. Why? Because it's a chash that you might go and be over an isra deraisa. So memela it's not shver. Kan she nifrat zol le karmelis. It depends where the pirtz is open to. So at the end of the day, it's not a steer in Shmuel. Olam Shmuel paskins like Reb Yehuda by mechitzas too, if it's Rabbonon. By the Raisi, he doesn't. And when it comes to Trumin, over there he paskins like a Bidin Gansen. Zog the last Mishnah, the last Mishnah in the Perek. Haboina Aliyah al Gabi Shnei Batim. If someone builds a second floor on top of two homes, below the homes, It's below the homes is Rishus Rabim. People are walking between the two homes. And you build an aliyah on top of them. V'chein k'shogim ha'mfuloshim. Or if you have a bridge that's mefulosh, a bridge that's open below it, people walk through it. So, here, like this picture. Here is a bridge. So you have two walls over here, but it's mefulosh. People walk through it. So, do you say pitikra going down or not? So, you really have two mechitzas over here. But also, If you build a second floor on top between two homes, you have two mechitzas. So now the question is, the thoroughfare goes between it. People walking through it. You have two homes. Now you have a second floor. The second floor would create pitikra going down on the other two sides. And likewise over here, the bridge. The bridge is enclosed on both sides, but the maisa people walk through. So do you say pitikra for the remaining two walls? So zok the mishnah aboyin ali agabim shnei batim mechink shogim amfloshim metaltin tachteyin. You allowed to carry under the bridge, under the second floor, metaltin tachteyin b'shabbes. You allowed to carry under it on Shabbos. Divrei Rab Yehuda v'chachomim oisrin. Chachomim say you don't say pitikra when it's mefulash, because it's only on two sides. You don't have two walls that are samach. That's how the Rishonim explained earlier. Rabbanon don't say pitikra because they're not near each other, the two walls. Now, it's different than achsadra. By regular achsadra, you don't have a hiluch of rabim. Mashenkin over here, where it's mefulash and rabim go under it, so mainly in such a case, you don't say pitikra kontra chachomim. Zog digamoga. Voidom Rab Yehuda, zog the mishtamin weite, voidom Rab Yehuda, ma'arv le movi amefulash, le chachomim oisin. You ma'arv a movi amefulash, that means you can make a shitu mevois, even though it's open on both sides to the shus rabim, since it does have two additional sides, so mele, two walls are enough, seemingly, so ma'arv le movi amefulash, le chachomim oisin. Do not say the reason of Rabbi Yehuda that says you're allowed to carry under the bridge, under the second floor, is because he holds two mechitzas on midaraisa enough. So a male on midaraisa, it's considered a yochid. That's not the reason. The reason is because of pitikah, meaning we look at it like you have two additional mechitzas. So you mukav dalad mechitzas, not because two mechitzas midaraisa, you don't have to come on to pitikah. You have four mechitzas because of pitikra. Zok di mogeh eisvei, yeser al kein om Rabbi Yehuda. We ask the following kasha. Eisvei abaya, yeser al kein om Rabbi Yehuda. Mishyesh ha-shnei batim, mishnei tzidei rishus rabim. If you have two homes on two sides of rishus rabim, ois ha-lechi mikan ve-lechi mikan, v'koyri mikan ve-koyri mikan, v'noisem v'noisem be-emtza. If you just make a lechi or a koyra on both sides, so then you're allowed to carry in between from one home to another home in the rishus rabim. And that's how you ma'arv Rishus Rabim. That's clearly Rabbi Yehuda holds two mechitzas deraisa. Because the Chachamim told Rabbi Yehuda, Omuloi, ein ma'arv Rishus Rabim bekach. Rabbi Yehuda holds two mechitzas deraisa, so you could be ma'arv. But Rabbi Yehuda holds you can't. So we see clearly Rabbi Yehuda holds two mechitzas deraisa. So why are you saying the reason the Mishnah is pitikra? Say simple of shnei mechitzas deraisa. Zog the Maya, Omuloi, mahi in. From there, Yitaka can prove Rabbi Yehuda holds shnei mechitzas deraisa. But meho, from our Mishnah, there's no raya. Maybe hold pitikra. Lekala mishmino. It's not because of shtei mechitzas deraisa loilam. It's because of pitikra. Yes, Rabbi Yehuda be'etzim holds that way, but you can't prove it from our Mishnah. Omer Avashi masnisin amideka. Our Mishnah is mucha like that. Midiktoni, it says in the Mishnah, ve'oidom Rabbi Yehuda de'yim a'arvin lamovim mefulish. Ve'oidom Yehuda ma'arvin lamovim mefulish. Ve'chom oisin. Now, iamet bishlama mishum lekasava pitikriyot v'soisim. Bishlema, if the reason is pitikriyot v'soisim, and not because of shtei mechitzas deraisa, so I understand why you're being moisiv. Hainu dektoni v'oid. Then I understand why you're being moisiv. Another case. If the vort was two mechitzas deraisa, so he already said two mechitzas deraisa. So what's his chadish more in a mavui? The mavui is also two mechitzas deraisa. So what's v'oid? What are you being moisiv more? Meaning, bishlema, if you learn the reish of the mishnah, is talking about pitikriyot v'soisim. So I'm being moisiv v'oid. That ma'arvin l'movim and foolish, even without pitikra, because two mechitzas deraisa. So it's chadish and the safe in the Mishnah. However, iam bishlom mishum because all pitikra in the beginning of the Mishnah, yod b'soisim, anektoni v'oid. So the safe in the Mishnah by movi is takash two mechitzas deraisa. Eli yamid mishum because all shtei mechitzas deraisa. But if the reish of the Mishnah is really telling me because of shtei mechitzas deraisa, so my v'oid, what if you tell me again shtei mechitzas deraisa? Shmami no, that the reish of the Mishnah is only because of pitikra, even though that's true according to Rabbi Yehuda shtei mechitzas deraisa, but lekel mishmi no, you can't prove from here. It's only from the sefer of the Mishnah, or like we said, only from the Yesra Kain that you ma'arvin l'shus rabim by lechi in the koyer alone and imtalta v'emtza. Shmami no, that the reish is because of pitikra yod v'soisim. We'll stop over here. The end of the perek. Hadan loch kol gagas, hadan loch kol gagas, hadan loch kol gagas. Tomorrow we'll start the last perek in the Masechta, perek hamotzi tefillin.